Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, October 18th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Earlier this month, 9to5 Mac discovered a redesigned pair of AirPods in the iOS 13.2 beta, featuring what appears to be an in-ear design for better noise cancellation. The rumors of AirPods with noise cancellation and water resistance have been circling for some time, and it appears we are close to a launch. A new supply chain report today suggests that Apple will be calling these new wireless earbuds AirPods Pro, with a price point around the $250 mark. This would be an increase of $50 from the current second-generation AirPods with wireless charging case. The new AirPods Pro represent a significant redesign with a new angled stem and larger air vents on the outer side of the buds. The charging case for the new AirPods is also expected to change in order to accommodate the redesigned AirPods, but details on things like wireless charging and battery life are unknown. According to today's report, the existing AirPods would stick around while the in-ear AirPods would be offered as a more premium alternative. Furthermore, the report adds the new AirPods are in production and could launch as soon as the end of this month, just in time for the holiday shopping season. The second generation AirPods were released with a simple press release on Apple's website back in March. The new in-ear AirPods represent a bigger design change and would be worthy of stage time at an Apple media event. Apple, however, has yet to send invites for any sort of October media event, so it remains unclear whether the company is planning anything for the remainder of 2019 or not. In other news, as it turns out, the Apple TV 4K includes a hidden lightning port. This discovery was first made on Twitter by Kevin Bradley, better known as Naito TV. This could lead to access to the Apple TV 4K's firmware and broader adoption of jailbreaks and more. While earlier Apple TV models had micro-USB and USB-C connectivity, the Apple TV 4K dropped all outwardly facing ports other than Ethernet and HDMI. If you dig into that Ethernet port just a little deeper though, there's a hidden Lightning port. The Lightning port is based in the back of the Ethernet connector, and it's not necessarily accessible to users, hence why it took so long for anybody to discover that it was there in the first place. When it comes to getting the Lightning port itself to work, developers on Twitter have said that it's proving to be rather difficult, and on Apple's part, that's probably by design. Apple likely included the Lightning port for debugging and service support, not necessarily for any consumer features. Apple has a history of hiding ports on its products, designed purely for service and diagnostics, such as with the Apple Watch. The original first-generation Apple TV featured a USB port, while the second and third-generation models featured micro-USB. The fourth-generation Apple TV, now known as Apple TV HD, features a USB-C port, which Apple says is there purely for service and support. It's not really clear yet what the Lightning port discovery could mean for users, but one thing it could lead towards is the expansion of jailbreak capabilities for the Apple TV 4K. The Apple TV HD has proven to be popular among jailbreak users, but Bradley cautions that nothing is definitive just yet when it comes to the Apple TV 4K. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. The Channels app supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast-forward support for live TV. There's also full HD and 5.1 surround sound support, while the Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch TV while you're away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of the hottest deals of the day.
This weekend over at 9to5 Toys, you'll find Apple Watch Series 5 up to $50 off, returning prices to near all-time lows. You'll find deals on cellular configurations along with GPS models, with most discounted between $15 and $40. This is a match of our previous mention and just the second discount we've tracked on Apple Watch Series 5. We also started in on our Black Friday coverage this week, and I put together a list of our Apple predictions for this year's Black Friday event. If you're wondering how much iPad Pro will be discounted, or whether Apple Watch Series 5 will hit $100 off, I've covered all of our predictions for this year's biggest shopping event with a heavy focus on Apple products. You'll find all of today's best deals and that Black Friday prediction post linked in the show notes below and over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Channels for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like Channels help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. If you like 9to5 Mac Daily, please be sure to subscribe in Apple Podcasts or Overcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News